Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting seventh. The second baseman, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Moore. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ray Moore. And now, play ball. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball four. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pilarczyk moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pilarczyk scores. Niemann moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Niemann moves to third. Triandos moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is called out on strikes. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball four. Colavito moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk strikes out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Niemann is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey is hit by the pitch. Francona moves to second. Raymore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyd hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niemann is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith goes all the way around to score. Wirtz moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Orioles, 1. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirtz scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, Orioles, 2. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hegan for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyd bunts towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to second. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk is hit by the pitch. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Triandos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. Busby hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Francona. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Francona steals second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Causey is walked intentionally. Raymore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-4 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Kell now playing third base. Dick Williams now playing left field. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Larry Raines pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Raines moves to second. Billy Lowe's now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel bunts towards the mound. Lowe's fields it and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to third. Colavito moves to second. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-3 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Raines tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 3, Orioles, 3. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Altobelli now playing first base. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyd hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell strikes out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Triandos is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila pinch hits for early win. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-4 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Busby reaches third base with a triple. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pyburn pinch hits for Billy Lowe's. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.